Yo, 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 welcome back to the Beast Mentality Podcast. I'm your host, Deshaun Beasley, where we talk life skills, personal development, all the things that are going to help you become a better you, okay? So if you haven't already, on the podcast app or on Spotify, if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff, download the episode. This series that we're talking about right now, we are on our book review series. So the book that we are reviewing is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, a classic book written in the late 1800s. We finished chapter one, which was Thought and Character, how your thought affects your character. Now we get into chapter two, which is the effect of thought in your circumstances, okay? So I'm just going to pull out some key quotes that I got from that chapter, which this chapter, there are a lot, okay? And then I'm going to explain the quote, maybe if I feel like it needs further clarification. So chapter two, effective thought and circumstances. The first quote, a man's mind is like a garden which can be intelligently cultivated or it can run wild, but it must bring forth. Okay, what does that mean? Literally, if you look at a garden, whether you're taking care of the garden or whether you're not, it's gonna continue to bring forth something, right? If you're taking care of it, it's gonna produce fruit, beautiful vegetable, beautiful garden. If you're not taking care of it, it's gonna be weeds, it's gonna be defecating everywhere. That's just what's gonna happen, but it must bring forth, okay? And he follows that up by, man must weed out the wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, similar to a garden, who must pull out the weeds of his garden and plot his land. So he piggybacks right off of that. Again, just saying it must bring forth. So if you, and maybe I'm jumping forward a little bit, but if you see the garden and don't like the fruits, then you have to go back and figure out why it's becoming like that, right? You have to figure out, okay, if it's not bringing forth a beautiful garden, there must be something in the gardening process that I'm not, okay, are there weeds in the garden? Am I not watering the garden enough? Are the seeds, maybe it's the seeds of thought that I'm planting in my mind aren't sufficient enough? What are the weeds, the negative thoughts, the lack mindset, right? Those are the weeds that are going to stop you from becoming the person and putting yourself in the situation that you want to be in, right? So you have to plot your land. You have to pull out the weeds. How do we weed our mind? Well, in my opinion, I think it's from deconstructing, and reconstructing how we look at life, right? We all look at life through these lenses, right? So imagine I had some shades on. So if I have shades on, I'm looking around the house. I have lights on right now and it's light outside. But if I have shades on, I'm going to be like, hey, it's dark in here. But it's not until I, you know, let's say I have the shades on and it's like, oh, this thing right here, instead of it being black, it looks kind of like purplish, right? You know, all my colors are kind of weirded out, right? That black bag right there, it actually looks a bit blue because I got shades on, right? I take the shades off, which are that negativity, which are the things that are guiding me towards the negative outlooks in life. Once I take them off, I can then begin to reconstruct how I see things and how I see life. Oh, I see that this thing is black. Oh, I see that that bag is black, right? So then once I begin to reconstruct, that's like me pulling out the weeds, right? So one, I have to be aware of the weeds. I have to be aware of that filter, that bias that I currently have. And then I have to find ways to actively remove that bias or change that bias, okay? Because again, if you don't know that you have the weeds in your garden, it's going to be hard to take them out, right? So next quote, thought and character are one. The outer conditions of a man's life is likened to his thought. Thought and character are one. The outer conditions of a man's life are likened to his thought. Again, what you think is what you become. What you think is who you become, which is your character. And then who you are is going to determine what you become, which is your circumstances. So if you're not monitoring your thoughts, if you're not constantly looking at your garden, setting yourself up for a tough life, okay? Next, the soul attracts things it loves, harbors, and that it fears. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. Man learns by suffering and bliss. Again, that's like the fruit of those thoughts, right? If I plant a garden and I see that it's bearing bad fruit, I have to, again, deconstruct and then reconstruct, right? Deconstruct as in go back, reverse engineer. Okay, how did I end up here? How did I end up getting bad fruit? Okay, how did that happen, right? And then you reconstruct. And same thing by the bliss part, right? Because that's just suffering, right? Let's say it's blissful and I see that my garden is flourishing. I got fruit everywhere. You know, there's no insects eating everything up. There's no animals eating it up. I have to reflect on that and I have to deconstruct it, look at it and say, what are the things that I'm doing well? And continue to do those things and maybe even build upon those things, right? Circumstances doesn't make the man. It reveals to himself. And the last quote for this episode, men attract what they are, not what they want. So again, that goes back to that thought leads to character and character leads to circumstances, right? You're attracting what you are, okay? Your circumstances are showing you that's the fruit. That's the fruit of your labor. So your fruit is literally showing you yourself. So if you don't like where you're at, you don't like what you have, you have to take a step back and look at your character. Once you look at your character, you got to take another step back, again, deconstruct to reconstruct. Take another step back to look at those thoughts that are influencing your character. So that's part one in chapter two. Let me go ahead and mark myself so I don't do that two times in a row and do the same things and check what they are. Bet, because again, chapter two is very information dense. There's a lot of good material in here. I mean, I only went through 7 quotes. I didn't even break a lot of them down, but that's how information dense this material is. So again, as a man think of James Allen, book review, Beast Mentality podcast, subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Apple Music, Spotify, all that good stuff. But as for me, I'm out. Peace. Yo, what's going on YouTube? Deshaun Beasley here. Welcome back to the Beast Mentality podcast, bringing empowerment and skills together. And specifically on this brand of video, we're going to be doing book review topics, and I'm going to be taking out some of the key nuggets out of some of the books that I'm reading. I think over the course of the last 6 or 7 years, it's 2023. So since 2014, wow, 9 years, I've read hundreds and hundreds of books. But unfortunately, I wasn't taking notes. So a lot of information went in my ear and out the other. One of my guys, Coach Omar, we talk about this when it comes to, shout out Omar Humandala. But he has this this quote that he always uses that whenever you receive information, you lose 90% of it within the first hour. So imagine reading a book. You're only going to retain about 10% of that information unless you write it down. Now, those numbers might be off a little bit, but the moral of the story is if you're not writing it down, if you're not taking notes, the chance of you retaining that information is going to be tough. Okay, so what I started to do within the last 2 years is every book that I read or I listen to, because I listen to a lot of audiobooks, I take notes on it, in detail notes. And I wanted to challenge myself to be able to take such detailed notes that I'd be able to do a presentation. So this is my presentation. So the first book that I'm going to do in this series is a classic book. It's a short book. On audio, you can get it actually on iTunes. Like you can literally go to your music. Let me actually show you guys. You can go to your music and type in James Allen. Look at that. Typed in James Allen. They got it in English. They got it in Spanish right there. So, which I'm actually going to download because I want to work on my Spanish. And I've been listening to a lot of Spanish music and things. And you'll be seeing that on this YouTube as well. Some of my Spanish lessons with my tutor. But anywho, let's not waste any more time. We're going to get into As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. So this book was written, I want to say 1800s. Maybe I should ask ChatGPT for more information for this book review. But I'm only going to go through maybe chapter one for this video because it's so information dense. And the reason why I chose this book in particular is because everything that we do comes from and starts from how we think. Like how we think and what we think is the catapult, is the springboard for everything we do in life. So if you have foul thoughts, you're going to have foul actions. If you have good thoughts, you're going to have good actions, right? If you have productive thoughts, you're going to have productive actions. If you have bad or mean thoughts, you're going to have mean or bad actions. It's as simple as that. And he breaks it down into multiple categories. He talks about thought and character, thought and circumstances, thought, the effect of thought on health and the body, the effect of thought on purpose, thought and purpose. How thinking affects your achievement, and so on. So again, I took a lot of notes because it's a very small book, short book, but so rich when it comes to information. Just to keep this video short, under 10 minutes, we'll just go through chapter one. Please feel free to subscribe, comment, like, all that good stuff. But let's get right into it. So chapter one, he says a quote that he starts off with. The mind is the master weaver of character and circumstance. Okay, hidden seeds of thought bring forth spontaneous acts, which is a blossom of thought. Hidden seeds of thought bring forth spontaneous, which is a blossom of thought. So the small thoughts that you think, that little aloof thought that pops in your head consistently, those small seeds of thought, when planted in your mind, they end up blossoming into spontaneous acts. And that's so crazy because I'm thinking about multiple situations where I've done something, let's just say bad or unproductive, right? I could literally think the multitude of times where I had a small or mischievous thought before that. So we have to really be careful about those seeds of thought that we're having. The next key point that he mentions, man is the master of thought, the motor of character and circumstance. Because again, your thoughts affect your actions affect your circumstances. Your thought affects your character. Your character is who you are. So if thought affects who you are, then who you are is definitely going to affect where you are, which is your circumstances. So if you're not, again, those small seeds we just spoke about, if you're not handling those small seeds, if you're not using those hidden seeds of thought to bring forward positive actions and positive, you know, those hidden seeds of positive thought that are going to bring you those positive actions, you really can't be upset at, you know, your circumstances, right? Because those thoughts are going to mold your character, and that character is going to determine your circumstances, where you're at and where you're at and where you're going, right? Next key quote, man is always the master, no matter what state he is in. Once he searches within himself, the laws of thought, he can become a wise man. He that seek will find, and only by this, he can walk into his destiny. He's just laying the blueprint when it comes to thought, because your thoughts affect your character. And if you're not the person who you need to be, it's going to be hard to attain the success in which you're trying to attain. Like, you know, for example, we'll use basketball as an example. If you want to be a basketball player, but you're not thinking the right thoughts, as in, you know, you're not watching film, as in you're not, you don't have an indication of what hard work is, right? You know, all those are foundational thoughts, right? Foundational thoughts that then become your character, right? So those thoughts of, I don't want to work hard, or film's not important, or whatever, you know, insert phrase that's going to diminish your chances of being good at the sport, insert that phrase here. And it's going to show in your character when a coach tries to push you hard and you're like, man, coach is too tough on me, because you don't like hard work, right? Your thought became your character, right? When you mess up on plays, or you're not understanding the basketball concept, it becomes your character, right? You become an unintelligent basketball player because you're not thinking the game. Let's take it to a real life example, right? Let's say a real estate agent. Let's say I wanted to become a real estate agent, but I'm not aligning my thoughts to build the character that a successful real estate agent would have. So let's talk about the character of a successful real estate agent, right? You want them to be honest. You want them to be organized. You want them to be timely. You want them to be really transparent. You want them to be helpful. You want them to be all these things are going to help you. Because if I'm looking for a real estate agent, those are some of the things that I'm looking for, right? Again, your thoughts are going to determine the character of that person. So if you're thinking, if your thoughts are, I'm just trying to make money. I'm just trying to make as much money as I can. I'm just trying to sell as many houses as I can. I don't really care about necessarily individuals. I'm just trying to get mine. It's a dog eat dog world, you know. That's what capitalism is. You got to step on others in order to raise yourself up. So if those are your thoughts, it's definitely going to affect your character. And if your character isn't right, eventually your circumstances are going to follow. I think it's only going to be a matter of time before enough people deal with you as far as being a real estate agent to where they're like, you get the reputation of not being fair, of not being of good character. So, and this is just chapter one that we're talking about. James Allen, As a Man Thinketh, like it really sets the foundation, because if you're not, we talked about in our entrepreneur support group, and you've seen some of the videos, we always talk about character, you know. Because if you don't have an upstanding character, it's going to be hard to lead people and people aren't going to want to follow you and so on and so forth. But what comes before character are your thoughts. So you have to really take hold of your thoughts and use those seeds of thought in order to obtain what you want to attain, right? So again, this is just chapter one of As a Man Thinketh. Chapter two, I got some really fire quotes for y'all, but it's so long that I'm going to have to split these up into individual videos for each chapter. Because again, you're only going to retain about 10% of the information. So unless you're taking notes and writing it down yourself. So stay tuned for the next video where we're going to talk about chapter two.